Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to Morning Prayer on this beautiful, warm, bright, sunny Monday morning. We begin by coming into the presence of the Supreme, by honoring our heart, our teacher. And we begin this morning with the prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Monday morning we commune with the Angel of Life by saying, Angel of life, enter my limbs and give strength to my whole body. You now contemplate trees as you feel yourself absorbing vital healing energy forces from the trees and forests of the Creator's garden. Let us be still and just be and embrace the sacred within and around you, and come to this table where there is a welcome for all faiths and none. You have searched me and known me, O God. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2. Our opening prayer and thanksgiving. Thanks be to you, O God, that I have risen this day, to the rising of this life itself. May it be a day of blessing. O God of every gift, a day of new beginning given. Help me to avoid every sin, and the source of every sin to forsake. And as the mist scatters from the crest of the hills, may each ill haze clear from my soul, O God. Let us just be still in the presence of God and just allow our hearts hear that inner voice that we were called by name. Called from the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb, where the breath of the divine was breathed into our human frame. And you may like to say the prayer with me, breathe on me, O breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, O breath of God. I would like to read to you various little quotes. Hopefully they will inspire you this new day. His Holiness the Dalai Lama says, practice what you preach. We should engage in the same high standards of integrity and sacrifice that we ask of others. Wise words. And he also says, no one can afford to assume that someone else will solve our problems. Every individual has a responsibility to help guide our human family in the right direction. Good wishes are not sufficient. and a reflection for today from a beautiful little book, Thirsting for God, by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Jesus loved us to the end, to the very limit, dying on the cross. We must have this same love which comes from within, from our union with the cosmic Christ. Such love must be as normal to us as living and breathing. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux said, "When I act and think with charity, I feel it is Jesus who works within me. The closer I am united with him, the more I love all the other dwellers in Carmel." Our works of charity are nothing but the overflow of our love of God, for God. Therefore, the one who is most united to God loves others the most. To understand and practice this, we need to pray. For prayer unites us with God and overflows upon others. Let us just take a second or two and reflect on those words. And another reading I share with you is from the Upper Room, and the theme this morning is giving up control. In Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, we are given an invitation. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. I was struggling with one of those unfathomable issues that happens with computers. So I called the shop where I had bought it. The person who usually helped me was out, so someone I did not know came to the phone to help me. Instead of giving detailed instructions over the phone, he used an internet program and gave him access to my computer. I sat back and watched the cursor dance across the screen, delving deep into my operating systems. Characters appeared, which were being typed from the text keyboard. Suddenly, it struck me. Without any hesitation, I had trusted someone I did not know at all to take total control of my computer. When do I allow the cosmic Christ, whom I know, to take control of my life? When do any of us step back and trust the Spirit of God to lead us? How often, rather, do we resist when God wants to take over and lead us and our congregations into ministry and mission? My spiritual needs are greater than my computer needs. I pray that the Spirit will intercede for you, that we may act according to God's will this day. May God's will be done in me and in all of us. And the little prayer, Spirit of Christ, take our hands, our minds, and our hearts as your own, and use us to do mighty works in your name. Amen. And the thought for today, let us not only love God, but also trust God. And those words resonate with me because 20 minutes before going live, a neighbor from the back of us came knocking on the door saying, "Are you missing a black blue hen?" And I said, "I couldn't tell you." She said, "Well, we've got one clucking her little self and wandering around looking lost. And clearly it was one of the rescue hens I received yesterday to give them a home, all six of them. But little madam found a way out and is having a great time in the other neighbour's garden in the cabbage patch. But I'm trusting that when she hears Jasmine clucking as she lays her eggs, she may not wander too far from home. And trust." So trust is not a mental thing, trust is a heart thing. For the heart is a great teacher. The heart shows us a way. But it takes a lot of courage to listen to your heart. But when we ask God for the strength to trust, trust is given. And it changes the whole perception and perspective of things. Nothing is easy for us as we travail as spiritual pilgrims, and nor should it be. For the more we embrace struggles with a loving heart and call on God, then help is always given. And from the experience, we learn new skills and talents, and maybe patience. And I, for one, need to learn more patience. So let us come to this table with our failings, our foibles. Let us not get disheartened, for God is a God of love. And we are loved not for who we think we should be, but for who God sees in us and what God embraces in us, the divine. So at this table, let us bring our intentions, our fears, our worries, our anxieties, whatever ails us or excites us, let us bless them. Let us now release them to God. O Christ of the poor and the yearning, kindle within my heart today a flame of love for my neighbor, for my foe, for my friend, for my kindred all. From the humblest thing that lives to the name that is highest of all, kindle in my heart within a flame of love. So let us pray for gratitude, which leads to trust and eventually leads to surrender. Let us bless Clemmy, who's barking, because maybe it's the electricians who are arriving rather late. In fact, an hour and a half late. But we bless the situation and we bless all our pets. Today we pray for the missing passengers of the Malaysian flight and pray that the families who are mourning the loss of loved ones will be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray for peace in our heart, in our family, where we live, in our country and in the world. Let us pray for all who are hurting and let them know that we are not alone. So let us bring all our thoughts as we say the beautiful prayer, the Our Father. Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who hurt us, who offend and deceive us. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. And the prayer this morning is a prayer by Bahu'llah. Be a haven for the distressed, an upholder and defender for the victims of oppression, a home for the stranger, a balm to the sufferer, a tower to the fugitive. And from the Quran we read, O ye who truly believe, seek your strength for defeating injustice and oppression. In your steadfastness and prayers, assuredly God is on the side of the steadfast in truth. So go in peace to love and to serve your God Goddess. Namaste, Shalom, Inshallah, Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo di Caritas, Salam Alaikum, and may the peace of your God empower your heart to sense the sacred within. Have a beautiful day, dear friends, and know that you are loved by God.